All right, today, Tuesday, June 16th of 2020. The time now is actually 5:17. Regular board meeting, all board members are present. Item 1A, call to order and pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 1B, adoption of the agenda.
The only thing I would like to alter on the agenda is on action item A, the amount of hours in the parameter that I have for both employees should be, they both should be in the parameter from 32 to 40 hours. So if you could make those adjustments on
30.
The two custodial off from 32 to 40, they'll both be in that same window.
And that's going to be for
Remenda,
Mr. Acuna and Mrs. Amendez. Okay.
Anything else?
That's all I had. I realize I forgot to put one thing on here, but we can do that at the July meeting. I haven't put on there that Evan Hubbard works in the summers, and that we never approved that he did that, but he's done it for I don't know how many summers. But I'll bring that to the July meeting because I don't have the number of hours. And
he does custodial, right?
Or he works maintenance.
And he drives
the bus.
No, but I mean during the summer?
Yeah, during the summer.
Yeah.
And he's been helping us get the library all whipped into shape because he's going to work in the library for about 3 or 3.5 hours a day, too. So, but I will bring that to you next meeting.
Oh.
We're actually amending it, not adding.
Right. We're just amending and not adding. Just amending those two numbers parameter for hours.
Okay.
Do you have anything else?
We're set.
Good. All right. I would like to make a motion to adopt the agenda as amended.
Second the motion.
Aye.
Aye.
I was perfect. I knew who was going to amend it. All right.
What's so funny?
That's exactly how I put it in. Who was going to motion? Who was going to second? And the 3-0.
Well, you.
I already guessed. I had it done an hour ago. So
you just go ahead and get an 800 number, and I'll be doing it. Make predictions all day.
And I don't think there's any calls to the public, so we're ready to roll.
All right.
Item 2, calls to the public.
You don't want to do that in this area because there is both in this school and they will answer you.
In this building, I've heard there's. I've heard, so.
All right. Item 3, consent agenda. A, approval of the minutes.
I didn't see anything.
I have no changes.
That was the same one that we got emailed, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. The minutes were the same.
I think it was good. That I saw. All right. B, presentation of the May financial report.
Yes. See, we're climbing up there in expenses. Mm-hmm. The third voucher, 2039 for $336,000. That includes the last tuition payment of $300,000 to Bisbee. So they're all paid off for this year. So that's why that increased a lot. But everything else, like I said, I'm trying to do one almost every week or something.
And you said we don't get any kind of credit for that because even though the kids didn't attend, right?
And well, that's the students, they're charged, they are all a year behind.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, there's no problem.
Okay.
Yay.
Oh, she is here. Well, you may have changed my notes. I have to retype.
We have to add a public president. Ms. Moore, she's not a public president. She's one of our people. Hello. Sorry?
Everything's pretty normal and standard.
But yeah,
right?
You see the payrolls were all the same rate, dollar range, so everything else.
It was just that, the 300 to the school.
You have anything? No. All right. C, approval of the May vouchers. Same thing, right?
Everything is just what I present. They're normal POs. I'm trying to close them out. The best is to release everything, so closing out and paying off, and that's about it. Paying utilities and whatever else needs to be done.
Anything on vouchers? D, approve surplus items to dispose of to clean up our grounds and storage areas.
Yeah, there's only one this time. There actually are a couple of desks that are broken that we've got on the trailer too, but they're so old and the amount that they're worth is so minimal that they don't have serial numbers.
There's
on
no
them, so.
Desks that you're checking now.
Yeah, there's two old wired desks that are on the thing that the seats and the
are they serviceable?
Well, we've used the parts that were good on other desks and moved them around, so everything that we've got on there is pretty much shot.
There's nothing worth value to,
no.
to donate. To
right,
somebody.
Exactly. Okay. Unless somebody was looking for like that aluminum that they're made out of,
right.
But I don't know what good that is. The other thing is the shampooer that broke.
Yeah. Right.
And the guys that came and looked at it said it wasn't worth fixing. It would cost more to repair than it would to buy a new one, so... and then on the back of it is just the brand name and the serial and model number, just in case we ever got audited and this wasn't good enough, we have all the information on the back so that we've got everything documented. Oh. That's all that is. So the other thing, and I will ask you guys this, Jewel had put about 5 boxes of books that haven't been checked out in many years, and I don't know the exact amount of years, but she said we still have one of everything on the shelf, but she has like 5 boxes of books that just haven't been checked out and used, and they've been on the shelves for a long time. So we would like to put those out when we have parents coming and see if we can just give away some books that kids will read. We have, I guess, 70 or 80 like babysitter club books and things like that. That used to be really big, especially for girls. There's some other, you know, really actually kind of good titles, but we just have a bunch and they haven't gone out. So I will have that list and I'll bring it in July to our meeting. So Jewel had it in her desk and she told me where to find it, and I went and looked and I could not find it. So she'll come up to school and give me that list so you guys could just approve it. But that'll be coming at the next meeting, so hopefully nothing else. I think we've got it pretty well cleaned up.
What about a playground set?
Okay, that I have that on my report. There's two other things. You know that little early childhood playground area that we had that we can't have because of the grease pits and everything out there, the
right.
big iron things? Well, there's a bunch of kids' play area stuff. And I've had actually Armando talk to me about it, and when he and I were talking, somebody else overheard it and said they might be interested in part of it, bidding for it. So I was going to bring that up, is we have that, and it might bring a tear to one or two of your eyes, but personally I would really like to get a little room in the library so we could have a couple of books or tables, because when we have classes like science class come over or history and they're doing some research for something and they're actually trying to find a book, we have no place for them to sit.
That's
so they
true.
Sit in those darn lounges, they're sitting in the rocking chairs and they do stupid things and get in trouble. And so save enough big, what I'm looking at is taking a couch on each end where they're at usually when we walk into the old meeting room, and then another couch and a love seat, and then get rid of a couple love seats and maybe a couple of those cushy chairs. Put them out there and let people bid on them to see what they're worth. What we did before in a previous job of mine was we just put them online for 2 weeks, and then people could call in and let Donna or
so
I know.
So you're going to get rid of some of them, but you're going to have more room for tables.
Right.
I think,
yeah.
When did we buy those? Do you remember?
Yeah. Doesn't seem like it's been that long.
It was like about 4 or 5 years ago, I think, what I
was going to say.
I haven't,
4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I didn't find them. Price or exactly where they were bought from, but they got apparently they got, Mrs. Aaliyah said they, Mr. Franco got a pretty good deal on them and he brought them all in. And
I might have the
one of everything.
Paperwork of what we paid for them.
Yeah. So I just thought both of those, I've had people that were, if you're ever going to get rid of this, let us know. We can, really? You know, we'll put an offer.
It's nice to have a place where people can sit down if they're waiting for something,
right.
Like the meetings. And
well, and that's why, I mean, we'd still have that big area where right. You can read the classes, but then we could kind of turn it into a little more of an
that's
academic.
That's how it used to be. We used to have it.
And I get the old idea of curl up and read. That was a big push back in the day where you mm-hmm. had someplace nice and comfortable where kids.
What's going to happen to those tables that we had? Those were nice tables for reading.
They're being used in classrooms right now.
Oh, that's possible.
So, but what we're trying to do is get tables that match. So I think we've got two of the wooden ones and a couple of the round ones that we can put over there and use.
Kids like those little round ones too.
So what I will do for the July meeting, if that's all right, is I will put together a list, and then we'll post it on our website, and we'll allow people to call in and put a bid in, and then so say if Brisa wanted to know about the whatever piece of little equipment we have or a lounger, she could say how much for that brown Lazy Boy, and we could say the highest bid right now is, and we can put a minimum bid in. So we could say the bid right now is $75, so she could say, well, I'll bid $80.
Well, I think that's good, because then people can decide how much they want it.
Right. Yeah. And if they really want it or they don't want it, and,
right, and
we
fair.
Keep track of it, give them 2 weeks to do it, and then at a certain time, you just cut it off. So usually like noon on whatever day, you
that's
cut
good
it off.
Idea.
I'd like to do it once the staff came back, to allow the staff some time to
then
bid on it also.
Let me be out of the
yeah. Yeah. So, but we have to make sure everybody in the public has a chance to bid on it because it was taxpayer dollars. So, thank you. I had it here to bring up, but that was good. I'm glad you brought it up now. So, I'll have all that on July along with those books, and then we'll set up a little sale type thing.
Now, when do we have our meetings right now? Did we set for the first Tuesday of every month or the second?
Well, we've been going back and forth depending on how much stuff there is. It should be.
Well, I'm wondering if maybe we should change to the second week, because right now, with all this unfolding, it seems like it's hard for us to make it, and I don't want people thinking that, you know, we're not
locked
in.
First Tuesday is so early that if you, like, Sunday or Monday could be the first, and all of a sudden you're there, and then you got to have all your other stuff done. That's tough.
Well, let's think about that as we go, because it might be better just to change it.
Because
we have the second Wednesday of the month forever.
We talked about setting up the next two meetings, a special meeting on the first in the morning,
uh-huh.
and then
July.
The 14th or 15th of July.
To cover all of our stuff, we have time.
It was Tuesday. Second Tuesday.
Okay.
We can talk about some more during the
Superintendent's report. When we get to the end. Okay.
See here. E, approved updated 2019-2020 AFR.
Yes, you have a copy of it there. Heinfeld, the consultant that was working with
should be paperclip.
They had gone through and adjusted some balances, and we made some journal entries, et cetera, et cetera. So the only group that has a negative balance into it is the federal projects group, which is $178,200. That is because no reimbursements were requested timely enough to get them in here to cover this 178, to cover the expenses. We've received all that money since then, like in August, I think it was last August. And so there is no reimbursements are requested monthly now, and so we are not in a deficit in any of the accounts.
How much? Do you have an amount of how much we are on that account by any chance?
There's several into this fund.
Okay.
There's like six different federal grants in that 178.
But it's not in the negative.
It's not in the negative.
And we have all of our grants. We finished all of our paperwork on. There are a couple that have come back that we haven't tweaked yet, but we're way ahead of the plan.
It scares me all the time.
I think Julie's right. We're about 9 months ahead of where we were last year at this time, so I think we're...
It just scares me because of everything that has been going on and what we've been paying out and stuff like that.
And the state and funding.
Yeah, okay.
Trust me, I've probably asked Donna too many times exactly.
We're
going
to call you to science if we are in the negative.
You good, Donna?
I'm good.
Next one is F, approve updated 2019-2020 revised budget.
Okay, and you'll be voting on this later, but this is, there's a sheet I laid on your table also with a different increase in this group of funds. Highlights and lowlights for the 1920 revised budget, and we increased by $100,468 this budget from when we adopted it in July of last year, and that is basically due to the tuition increase.
Tuition as the Bisbee tuition?
Mm-hmm. We'll have a discussion about that during my
report. In all my years of doing tuition invoicing, I have never seen a bill go down. It's always gone up on the final one. And that's amazing to me because you're supposed to be using the figures from the prior year. But I have never seen an invoice go down. Always gone up, never stayed the same.
Okay. And then G, approve the resolution to approve Cochise County Treasurer to invest in and sell securities and bonds as needed. And they see fit to provide funds for the authorized requirements.
All right. So there's a continuing resolution in your packet. This is something we do every year. It just basically gives us, we grant the county treasurer the ability to go in to move funds and do investments and make sure that there's enough money to cover costs and things like that. So it's something you do every year, and we need to give them the power to do that. Does anybody have any questions on it? I don't know.
It's pretty much toward the back of your packet.
Yeah, it's one of the probably the last four things that you got.
All right. I would like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second the motion.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I'm moving on to action items 4A.
All right. And in your packet, I think the next sheet or the one right after this calendar of ASBA events, I put in just a little thing for you with if there needed to be any more explanation, and I can always talk about it, but for all of the action items, I just figured that was easier. So let's see. For the action item A, the biggest thing we did was we changed those two amounts that are changes to the custodial and maintenance. We're making it one group. There'll be four employees in that group with Mr. Suarez as the head custodian. Mr. Acuna and Mrs. Mendez will both be working 32 to 40 hours, and Mr. Valdez will work 20 to 24 hours. And the first three that I mentioned will receive full benefits, and Mr. Valdez going down to under 30 hours will not receive benefits. Also, Mr. Hubbard will likely be working less than an hour in any kind of maintenance or anything like that, as he will be shifting to bus driver and to working in the library. So he has some experience with that.
So we're not going to replace anybody in the library?
No. with actually we have two people on staff who have worked in the library before, Mr. Hubbard and Mr. Silverstein.
That'd be Borges and that Borges?
No, Mr. Mr. Hubbard and Mr. Silverstein.
Oh, Silverstein.
Yeah, Silverstein. Okay, so they both have worked in the libraries. So that was kind of an easy swap, and we actually save a couple of hours and.
We're not saving any money by not replacing that position because they're just already on.
Well, we are saving money because instead of having Mr. Hubbard work in another area and paying him, he's actually just taking those hours. So we're actually going to have 20 hours of work done in the library, and we were having 25. And with that, how we're going to make sure we get the work done, we have moved our ELL program to the morning. First hour is a study hall for all students not in ELL, and we're going to open that up for kids to do some on-the-job training where they can get a credit, a grade per quarter. And one of the things we're going to open up is helping in the library. That would be like reshelving books, helping check out books, reading books to kids. We're going to have it open for them to work on the yearbook and be part of the yearbook club that first hour. And then we do have a few other things like Mr. Hernandez has FIED, and they could help with FIED. They could work in the elementary helping with some classrooms. And there's one more thing, too. Oh, if anybody really wanted to try out their hand at custodial work, we can always use them to help mop up the kitchen after breakfast and things like that. So, but all those things we could allow ourselves to give grade for, like pass-fail, and then give partial credit.
So we don't need to, we can drop that position, really.
Right now, we're not going to have a librarian mode type person, right?
Well, somebody asked me about it, so I just didn't know.
Yeah, it just seemed, I'm very concerned about what's going to happen next year with the dollars
that are
going
to
come from the state. I really am.
Yeah.
We're hearing 10-15% cut over 1 or 2 years each, and if they come with that, I don't want to go and hire somebody, and then we got to fire them next spring.
Yeah.
So if there's a way to make our people whole, it also involved making Mr. Hubbard qualify for the benefits that he's been being paid for years because he was working less hours than he should have. And so we've made that all work with this. So that'll, like I said, that'll probably have to come to you next meeting because I forgot to put it on here.
Okay, thank you.
You want to make a motion on that? Thank you.
Any we're going to do one other thing.
Here.
A motion. I don't have to say the amending because we already did that part, right?
Correct.
Okay. So I motion to approve of hours for Mr. Acuna for the custodial and maintenance staff for the 2020 through 2021 salary.
I'll second that motion.
Aye.
Moving on to action item B, press day discussion and vote on approving the hours allotment for kitchen help to get in line with the state auditor's office recommendations.
All right. So we got some good news. If what Donna was able to look at holds true, it looks like we brought in enough money from our program serving meals that we should be able to get our lunch program in the black and out of the red. And so so we're actually showing a positive. With that, if we are showing a positive, when they come to audit us, we won't have to make any adjustments. Okay. The adjustments we're going to make because of COVID and everything else right now is we won't be serving a salad bar this year. There's just no way to make that salad bar safe enough with all the kids and all the little kids and sizes and sneezes and, you know, all that stuff. So Sally came to me and said, we need to get rid of the salad bar. We're going to have to look at the hours. If we have to change hours, we right now have two kitchen helpers that are both 4 hours a day. What we would do is we would just cut between a half an hour and an hour from each of them. It would be an equal cut. It wouldn't be like cut all the time from one person and not from the other. we would have to do that fairly. So like if we cut an hour from the kitchen helper need, we would go to 3.5 and 3.5. But right now the plan is we'll leave it as is, and we wanted to bring this to you guys just because we need it passed if we have to implement it. So we will go with up to 4 hours for each kitchen helper position, and that's basically what we needed to say with this. But the changes may happen, and it will all be COVID related because we have to get rid of the salivar. And that means there's no salivar prep, there's no salivar filling, there's no tearing down the salivar and cleaning. So that should cut out an hour or so of work.
Well, and frankly, we got hit really hard last year. That was one of the main things that they were calling out with the problems that we were having. And then the second time around, they re-emphasized that something we needed to either let somebody go, we needed to do something, and they were really stern about it. So that's the least that we could do is...
Well, and we did raise the meal prices, if you guys remember.
Yeah.
There is stuff that I'm going to talk about in my report that will be related to that might be a good... that we're going to check into a little more tomorrow. But I'll save that maybe good news till after.
And I think they're aware that somebody was possibly on the hook to be let off. You know,
well,
so.
It's been a pretty honest conversation
when
we brought in the second worker and everything. So,
we dodged the bullet on that. So. Good job.
So I make a motion? All right. I would like to make a motion to approve action item B, the hours allotment for kitchen help.
Second the motion?
Aye.
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 All right. Item C. Would like to make it to discuss and have the board make an amendment to the 301 PPP plan. And the amendment would be for bonus fund 13 or 013. The full bonus amount is $1,950 because two of the areas. Ultimately, it says we only have six areas that they can qualify in, but really there are seven because of DIBLs. But because we're missing a chance for them to qualify in two areas, we looked at this information. Donna and I kind of went through things. We talked about it, tried to come up with something fair. We shot the information out to everybody, and it seems like this is a fair alternative. We're still waiting for the Azella test results. They are not going to come on the computer until sometime on the 29th of June, which means by the time we're able to go through, break down the numbers, figure out which people get it, and then get it into a payroll, they're not going to get paid for it until July. So, but what we came up with was if they reach three areas, which I have a couple people that, if we make the Azella, they will make it in three areas. They would get their $1,950. They earned it. They got their three goals. But the other people, if they make two goals, I would like to propose and amend that plan to that they would get a 66.66%, 2/3% of that, which is $1,300.
That's if they get two out of the five.
If they get two out of the five. If they only get one, they just get a handshake and let's do better next year.
Pat on the back. Way to go.
And I think that, honestly, I sent this out to all of the teachers. I had five get back to me, and they were, one called and four emailed, and they were all very happy and wanted to thank me and thank the board if you approved this.
Oh, so they weren't mad?
Nope. I did not get one phone call with anybody angry, which that was great because the people I heard from were, you know, some I thought might not like it. So.
Well, you worked with it, so that's
so great. It was, but you know, we're trying to be honest about everything, straightforward and transparent. I think that helps. So they appreciate that we're willing to look at it. So that's all that. Any questions?
Nope.
Okay.
All right. I would like to make a motion to approve the amendment, right, for Fund 013. So if they meet all categories, or the three out of the five, right, they get
the 1950.
They get the 1950, They get 2 out of 5. They get 66.66% for a total of 1,300. And if they only get 1, they will not qualify for this bonus.
Second
the
motion.
Aye.
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 Letter D is very quick. And if you want to take a look at it after the meeting, it's all dug up. I think the digging is all done. We had our own little Old Faithful geyser in the bus parking lot, and we were able to push through in about 3 days with the MSB board.
Yep.
And we got the grants, got everything, got it all emailed to the guy that needed it, and he had the approval back to me within 24 hours. The three bids came in. The bids ranged from $13,500 to $35,000. So there was quite a range. We gave the exact same information to all three bidders, and the FSB board approved Raul's Plumbing of Bisbee. And so he has been actually working on it since last Monday.
How do you decide who to offer bids? How do you post that? We're in need of that.
We sent out information or called every plumber in the area within like 40 or 45 miles, and we didn't get responses from some, and we got from others.
And then
we had to have three bids to qualify to get the money, but we had to have one bid just to get it approved in an emergency situation. So we got the first bid, they approved it, and then the second bid was high and the third bid was lower, so they approved the third bid.
And he's local, right?
Yeah, all three of them were within 15 miles of our school.
Oh, wow.
So it all worked out good that a local person got it, and the state saved money, and we did too. And now we will have plumbing that will be very good on that side of the whole campus. And this site is only maybe 20 years old, so they got about 10 or 15 years to catch up to that site over there.
Good.
Good.
I would like to make the motion to approve the contract bid from Raul's Plumbing.
Second the motion.
Aye.
Aye.
And action item E.
John.
Yeah, this is the proposed, right?
Yep, proposed.
Budget for 2021. And it's, as you see on the other page, it's highlight and low light. We're only gaining about $100,000. We need $151,000 on this year's budget. And that's with the 1.89 increase from the state. And it comes out to approximately $3,310,000.
And of that 151, 132
is an increase.
Is an increase in tuition from Disney, which will probably.
Yeah. So tell me about that. So is that because the numbers, more people?
Well, I'm gonna break it down, but what they do is they send out a preliminary cost sheet to us, and they have a formula and a form that the state, they send it basically to the state, they give it to us. The state approves it, they give us money, and then we have to pay them. There are some things on here and some options for us, I think, to lower the amount that goes to them and raise some amount that we can make. So I'm gonna talk you through a little bit of that later
on. All right.
So as you take out their tuition, our actual budget is $2,000
for tuition.
No,
that's
budget.
Just our budget.
That's our
$2,000,000.
$2,000.
$2,000. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I thought that our budget. I thought we were a little higher on the budget. We're a little bit there, so that's.
It's been under $2,000,000. It's been running about one.
Before we paid like $800,000 in tuition forever and ever and ever, and then all of a sudden they've been bumping us up. When we hit $1,000,000, I was like, what the heck, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, he'll go into some other discussion regarding.
Okay.
I've asked them for a copy because we can't find a copy of the agreement that was signed.
Right.
And there are some other things.
Well, see, what had happened is that you were here. We did not pay tuition. When they were going to high school for the longest time, we didn't pay tuition at all. And then Covington happened. Remember when Covington was here? Well, and so when that happened, then all of a sudden we were having to pay tuition. But then they had just been hitting us hard.
Yeah,
I mean,
somehow they decided they could get more money by charging us tuition than they could by calling.
I can tell you how they can get more
and
money.
See, we don't have a high school in our district. You know, we don't have a choice about this. And that is the closest thing in the district. So that to me is still robbery. You know,
there is a statute that covers how they charge tuition. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
I just think there's some great things in this that we'll talk about.
Just like pulling teeth.
That may give us an ability to make some money and save some money on the tuition, but put it in our pockets instead.
Okay.
It's possible we could come out ahead if we look at a couple.
Okay, sorry about that.
They used to do open enrollment.
Yeah.
Years ago.
A good old day.
So is there any questions? This is just for your perusal. On July 1st, we'll go and we'll have the actual budget hearing for the proposed budget.
On July 4th?
On July 1st.
What you want right now is for them to approve us posting this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A revised budget.
A proposed budget.
Yeah. We're just right now voting them to put this out to the public so
right.
they can.
And then we'll go.
We'll put it on our website and we'll put it in the paper.
And on the 1st, we'll have the hearing for this, and that's when you'll approve the proposed. On the 14th of July, I believe it is. 14th of July, that's when we'll do the adaptogen budget.
That's our deadline, or that's when we have to have it in?
We have to have it in the 15th.
Okay,
gotcha. We got a big question.
The proposed has to be in before the 5th of July, which is really tough to do. So that's why you have the meeting scheduled like you do. And the adopted has to be in by the 15th of July. All right, thank you.
You have another question?
Do you? I would like to make a motion to approve the proposed budget.
I second the motion.
Aye.
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 Let's see. Oh, well, this goes along with what we're already doing. One of the things we have to do for procurement is we have to reach out and get at least 3 or 4 companies that will provide services for us. So one thing we've done is we've sent out letters to plumbers, electricians, and HVAC. So that we can find out what they would charge, and that way we can just call somebody to come and fix something, and we don't have to go out and get bids and all that kind of stuff. Okay. Well, with that in mind, we just sent everything out, but also that little pod in the middle in here, they put electricity last year. We don't have electricity in the pod, and I take you in there, but they just waxed the floor in the hallway. So we don't have any electricity. There's lights, because when they turn the hall lights on, there's a light over it so you can see in there. But we right now in Ms. Paklar's room have our copier machine, our laminator, the tie rolling, I can't remember what it's called, die cutters. But that's not powered. But the other two, the laminator and the copier, are in her back room. So if somebody needs a copy during the day, you know, either they go in and disrupt her class, or they have to wait till she leaves and then go in and do it and come out, and it's not very convenient. So we would like to get that room wired so that we can have that in there as well as supplies, plus 2 tables for small group work. And in the other one, we right now have a one-on-one special ed student. But we have also taken the copier out of Ms. Morgan's room so people aren't walking in there disturbing class and moved it into there because that already has electricity.
Right.
So that'll, you know, and we need electricity, and then we also need to make sure we can hook it up with the internet. But I think we can, you know, come from one of the rooms to hook up the internet if we need to there. So I'd like to get your permission to go out and get bids. And when the electricians come back to us with their hourly rates, then we'll get a hold of them and see if they'll come and give us a rate on putting electricity in.
I think that's a positive thing to do.
And it's got to be done by a commercial person. It can't be done by, you know. I mean, I've wired a couple garages, but I'm not going to wire anything to school. So we've gone after every electrician that we can think of to get the bids for this too. So if we get your approval, we'll get the bids. We'll come back and hopefully be able to do that right before school starts.
You want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to get bids from electricians for the pot.
For putting electricity in the pot, yes.
For putting electricity on the pot.
I'll second that motion.
Aye.
Okay. Item G is we have two teaching openings. We did have six people apply. One person called back pretty early and canceled because she accepted it to stay in Alaska. I had three people cancel within the last couple of weeks right before the interviews. Two of them were from Douglas, and they got jobs in Douglas, so they wanted to stay in Douglas. And one of them got a job in Tucson, so she wanted to stay in Tucson. So anyway, we had two interviews. I did do a phone interview, which I was not very fruitful. But we came out of that, came out of it feeling that we had a very, very qualified applicant with experience, 10 years experience actually, teaching anywhere from second grade through fifth grade, but the last few years as a second grade teacher. So I would like to ask the board to approve Jennifer Montalvo Delgado as a second grade teacher. It would give us a veteran second grade teacher in the States to go along with Chari as a second grade. I think they would work well together, their personalities. I think Jennifer has what Chari needs to work on, and Chari has some of the things that Jennifer said that she is working on. So I think they would complement each other. And with that, I would recommend that we hire her at 7 years with her master's degree. We could, obviously hire her higher, but 7 years was all I was willing to offer her, and she accepted that right away. She was excited to get closer to Bisbee, and she's been driving up to Tombstone, and so she was excited, had heard good things about us, and so that was good. And the second person is Sarah Stone. Sarah Stone subbed for us last year. High energy young lady, very positive, like I said, hard worker, just a go. She is finishing her degree right now, and so Sarah would need to hire as a long-term sub. What I offered Sarah to bring to the board was $120 a day plus benefits. Sarah will be done with her degree during the year. It will probably be towards the end of April. She will get her degree and her license, and when she gets her license, then we as a board, then I would bring back you to hire her as a full-time teacher, as a first-year teacher. And then we would basically pay her at the end of the year as a first-year teacher. The last time you had a long-term sub, you paid that long-term sub more dollars. You did not include benefits. I went and I talked with Jackie Clay and a couple of other people to make sure what I thought we should do was right. She is a very nice young lady. I think we'll do very well with our kids. I think she will work very well with Ms. Cornier. She will teach English and social studies to the fourth grade kids. And by offering her the benefits, we can pay her less a day. It's not a wash, but it's closer. And she had a rare disease about 8 years ago and had to have a liver transplant. So she has to have this medication every day, anti-rejection medication. So that's why I went around the office instead of giving her more money and then no benefits. We went with the benefits and less money. And so the package saves us as a district probably about $10,000 or $11,000. $5,000 of over a first-year teacher. So,
and I might stick around, maybe, you know.
Yeah, well, and she was very. I mean, the staff really liked her because she was easy to work with, and she worked well with other people, and like I said, high energy. So we have nothing to lose. I think you give a chance to a teacher, and we can work with her. I've got a couple people that I think will be make good tutors or mentors for her. Being that she's going to teach English, and one of the people I'm going to have her work with is Miss Franco. She's a very, very strong English teacher. And then we have that lady who's come down and worked with our teachers the last few years. So I would add her to the list of the teachers that I would ask Miss Chisholm to work with if we're able to get her to come down again for another year.
Is she willing to accept the $120
Yes. She was very excited. She had a chance to take a job somewhere else, and she said that if she had a chance here, she wanted to come. So she was very excited to come.
So, Tim, if we do a fourth and a second, what are we still lacking at that point?
We are good. We are covered. We have two teachers at every level through fifth grade.
So if you get these two, we're pretty good going
into. We are in great shape right now. Okay. And, you know, the problem is that it's still a little bit of an unknown because I don't know how many parents are going to say we don't want to send our kids right away.
It's a big unknown.
I know the parents I've seen can't wait for school to start.
Well, I'm sure they'd be begging.
I mean, I ran it. I went out. I stopped at the grocery store to buy a salad the other day. And I had, like, kids coming up. You know, there must have been knock-o day there or something. But the parents were just like, when are you starting school? I love my kid, but not that much. And teaching them, that was horrible. So, you know, I mean, it was crazy. But so I honestly think we're gonna get a lot more support from the community. Because I think that we have some parents that found out it's a little tougher than maybe they thought to get their kids focused. So I would ask you to approve both of those offers.
You have anything?
No.
Anything?
I'd like to make a motion to hire Sarah Stone, offer them a contract, and Ms. Jennifer Delgado for a fourth and second.
I'll second it.
Aye.
Can we also add in there something along the lines? We welcome these two teachers to the NACO Elementary School District, and we hope they have a long, successful career.
Successful career as a cardinal.
Yep. Sounds
good.
All right. What did you say?
I said I'll put in there that we want them to have a long and successful career. We welcome them and want them to have a long and successful career as a cardinal. NACO Cardinal.
All right, moving on to H. Update discussion and possible action regarding the approval of retaining three kindergarten students.
I have the teachers have all conversed with parents. The parents all know and have agreed. And the only thing I would have done differently was I would have given you a thing that said K1, K2, and K3, but I forgot who all three of them were, so I didn't want to give you two of the names, not the third name. So I just, there are three students that are going to be retained. The parents know and they have approved of it. I don't know Miss Morgan knows who they are because we had to do some things with Bowers School.
But
it's all going through the parents. They're all going to come back. They're all going to go half day kindergarten. And then we feel they'll be ready. And then the other kids that were maybe a little questionable are all going to be in that junior first class. Should be good, I think.
Probably best we don't know the names.
Yes.
I kind of imagine.
Anything? I would like to make a motion to approve action item H, the retaining of three kindergarten students.
Second the motion.
Aye.
All right. I don't have that copy of it. Let's see. Do you have the copy of it?
Yeah.
Okay. We have the. I just. I brought this and I forgot to make a copy of what they sent us for the year. St. David sent us the cooperative agreement, intergovernmental agreement, the exact same basically as last year for the special ed services. And we didn't approve it last year until July, but I thought we might as well approve it now because there's nobody else out there. And they've been actually good, and they've been down here helping us with our special ed stuff over the closure. So I think that we should stay with them, and that's my recommendation. And I apologize for not having a breakdown of the dollars, but they are the same as last year.
He's familiar with our routine at this point.
Yep.
So, I mean, it kind of helps that I know financial managers there. You guys all have your own little tricks, you know, and so stuff like that. So, how do you feel about it?
I think the kids benefit from them.
Yeah.
You know, being here.
Right. Because you never really had anybody to help you through work through the mire that you got dumped on you, you know.
Right.
So. Okay, perfect. Good job, guys.
I would like to make a motion to approve the St. David Cooperative Intergovernmental Agreement.
Second that motion.
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
All right. Letter J, presentation, discussion, and possible action approving approval to continue Michael Conley as support for the business manager. Last year we approved Mr. Conley. We used him for some, and then we used Heinfeld and Meach. I'd like to... per discussion, I think, at our last meeting, I would like to continue that use of Mr. Conley for up to 6 to 8 days a month. And last year, we paid him $40 an hour plus mileage. Mike never charged us for mileage, and he never actually charged us for all the time he put in. But set up an agreement with him to work for approximately $200 a day. And if he would, if he charges us for mileage, he has moved to Vail, so it would be about $40. We also have a way to set it up so he can work virtually and work through Visions, and so he wouldn't even have to be here for all the time. So that would be the support I would like to put forward that we offer to Donna and the business manager thing that we spoke about at our last meeting. And I believe getting somebody with the experience that he has in special ed and regular ed and all the grants and all that would be very beneficial, not only for Donna, but for us. So that's why I'm bringing that to you. Questions?
No, actually, I already commented on that. I said he had a governmental agreement, so there you go.
Sure. Want to make a motion?
I motion to approve Michael Connolly to support the business, to support and help out with the business manager.
Well, yeah, and we'll word it to continue supporting and helping.
To continue,
I'll second it. Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Presentation, discussion, possible vote on finishing up our consultant time with Heinfeld and Meach.
All right. I'm throwing a figure in there, and I believe it's going to be way high. I don't think we may not even have to use this, but I want to have it on the approval in case we need it. I believe that if we approve this for a maximum of up to $7,000 for finishing the services, Heinfeld and Meach helped us with the AFR, got everything straightened out with that, helped us make sure everything was all lined up the rest of the way. And so I don't know what that last bill is going to be. I'm thinking it's probably going to be maybe $1,000 or $2,000, but it's hard to know when somebody's pulling all their information off virtually and working. I don't have a good read.
So this is kind of like a payout. Well, not a payout, but this would be like the final bill that
this
we
get. This is the last thing I'm going to ask you to approve for Heinfeld and Meach.
Yay!
I don't. We should be done. That's why Mike Conley will come in and help us with that.
Okay.
So after we won't run through this $7,000.
No.
But I do want to put it on the books that we approve it, so that if we have to pay $2,000. I don't bring it to you after the fact that we already got the bill.
But there's a possibility that we
may not use their services, right?
Yeah, if we don't know. I mean, my plan right now, as a matter of fact, Don and I just talked about this, is moving forward from here right now, we're not bringing them in for anything right now unless something comes up that we don't know about.
Right.
So we're actually done as of June, whatever it was, the 10th or whatever. I just don't know how many hours they have on the books when their billing ended for May and June 10th. So as soon as we get that, we'll be done, which will be the, you know, we won't get a bill from that until the end of June.
Yay.
Make a motion.
I motion to approve a $7,000 budget for Heinfield and Meech.
I'll second that.
Aye.
All right.
And L. Was the superintendent's salary in the back?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean,
zero?
We can certainly zero. Talk. We can certainly talk.
I mean, what did she say?
Zero. When she gets out of work and has sugar in her gas tank and pour flat tires, she'll think about that a little more. But no. I'll leave it to you. I just have some things to talk about, and I don't really care about whether it's in open or closed session, but I put down that you can go into closed session if you would like. So
what would you like?
He has an evaluation. So therefore he has that monetary attachment to that.
Yeah, I just have like four or five things I'd like to talk about and get your feedback and see where it's at. I can lay the facts out. I've actually laid the facts out for Donna because I wanted to make sure that we were in good shape before I even came to you and asked for 50 cents.
Well, we can go into executive session if you want to talk about it.
If you want to go into an executive session I can give you everything in 5 minutes.
Or if you want to, we should leave.
It doesn't make any difference. If you want to be able to ask any kind of a question to me about anything regarding what I'm going to bring up, you might feel more comfortable doing it in closed.
I personally don't feel like I need that because I think your performance has spoken for itself, personally. It's entirely up to you. I'm not going to ask you anything personal or otherwise.
I'm not worried about you asking me anything personal about me. Maybe I just have some different facts or different things that we do with other people, and so I.
And do you need? Would you feel more comfortable in going into executive to do that?
If you give me 5 minutes in executive session, and we come back in, and you can talk about everything that way. If there's any question about what I'm going to give you, I think that would work better.
Okay.
What time is it?
Time right now is 6:14.
Okay, so.
So we would have to close out this open session. So.
You guys can't run to the Dairy Queen or anything.
Yes, you can. Bring me a
blue.
Okay. Stay with me.
All right. Oh, Donna.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to take Linda with you?
She is on.
She is.
I thought she wasn't.
I almost forgot.
Let me go ahead and stop. So let me make a motion to... Good. Close the open session and go into executive. As of 6:14.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I put. Can
you get a second, please?
Okay.
Second that motion.
Aye.
I got to write you guys down.
All right. So this is what I put together.